आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय अनुभा रोहतगी। Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a two-day visit to Vientiane, Laos this morning. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi said he is visiting Vientiane at the invitation of Prime Minister Sonikse Siphandon to participate in the 21st ASEAN-India and the 19th East Asia Summit. He said, this year India is marking a decade of the ACT East policy. The Prime Minister said he is looking forward to his meetings with the Lao PDR leadership to further strengthen bilateral ties. Meanwhile, the 44th and 45th Association of Southeast Asian Nations ASEAN summits and related summits kicked off in Vientiane yesterday. Addressing the opening ceremony, Lao President Thanglun Sisulith called on ASEAN countries to continue upholding their common cause of peace, stability and sustainable development, as well as honouring their commitments to multilateralism based on equality and mutual benefit. A huge crowd of admirers has gathered at the National Centre for Performing Arts, NCPA, in Mumbai to pay their respects to the renowned industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata, who breathed his last at the age of 86 at a hospital in Mumbai last night. His mortal remains are being kept at the NCPA lawns until 4:30 p.m. The final rites will be performed at the Worli Crematorium this evening. Security has been beefed up in the area. Tributes are pouring in from across the country following his death. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several ministers and leaders have expressed their condolences on the demise of the renowned businessman. Prime Minister Modi also spoke with Ratan Tata's brother Noel Tata this morning. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will attend Ratan Tata's funeral on behalf of the Government of India. The Maharashtra government has declared today as a day of mourning in the state and also cancelled all government events for the day. US President Joe Biden held conversation over phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last night. White House spokesman Karine Jean-Pierre said the conversation covered a range of issues with a particular focus on the ongoing West Asia conflict involving Iran. The White House official said Biden administration has expressed concerns over the growing civilian toll amid the conflict. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup cricket today, Bangladesh will take on the West Indies in a Group B match at Sharjah. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. IST. Last night, Indian women registered their biggest ever margin of victory in T20 World Cup history, beating Sri Lankan women by 82 runs in a Group A match at Dubai. In badminton, India's Kiran George and Lakshya Sen have advanced to the men's singles pre-quarterfinals of the Arctic Open 2024 in Vantaa, Finland. Kiran defeated world number 25 Wang Zhuwei of Taiwan in straight sets, while Sen got a walkover. Prime Minister Narendra Modi prayed to Goddess Mahagauri on the 8th day of Navratri, seeking the well-being of all devotees. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished for prosperity and happiness in the lives of all her devotees. The Durga Puja festival is being celebrated with religious fervor across the country, particularly in eastern states like West Bengal, Assam, Tripura and Odisha. Our Assam correspondent reports that almost all puja committees across the state have designed the makeshift Durga Puja pandals with various motifs and themes to attract people and disseminate constructive messages. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has visited multiple puja pandals in Guwahati and sought blessings from the Mother Goddess and prayed for peace and prosperity of the people of the state. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda will arrive in Kolkata today. He will visit Belur Math and participate in Durga Puja celebrations. Later in the day, Mr. Nadda will go to Santosh Mitra Square Durga Puja Pandal. He will also attend an event on the Bengali language. Bengali was given the status of classical language recently. And that is the end of this news bulletin.